Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More Gresh and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Didn't get to sit on the couch for 12 hours on Sunday? Well, here's
what happened
yesterday in the NFL.
Doctor, week 11 in the NFL. Of course, Patriots played on Thursday night. Feels like forever ago. But Sunday, as we mentioned throughout the show, just about everything coming up Patriots. So let's get you with a little what happened week 11. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills at home against the Indianapolis Colts.
What happened?
Well, the Bills could not stop Jonathan Taylor.
Taylor in for another touchdown. Five, it's a one-yard run. The dynamic Jonathan Taylor. Five touchdowns today for the Colts in a stunner.
One, two, three, four, five, fifth. Jonathan Taylor, five touchdowns. 41-15, your final. Knocking the Bills out of first place in the division. Allowing the Patriots to jump up there. And don't sleep on my Indianapolis Colts. Now 6-5 on the season. And just an absolute butt-whooping in Buffalo.
The dynamic. How about that?
Boy, that's pretty good. Huh? Yeah,
one game, five touchdowns. Got 13 on the year, by the way. Yes. Taylor has had a very good year. 5.8 yards per rush, although Quentin Nelson did go down in that game for the Colts.
Of course he did, because anybody gets close to the Patriots, that's then right. you gotta go away. What about the AFC East battle? Dolphins and Jets.
Hey, what happened?
Well, they're in the division. They're in the division, so we're going to talk about them for a second.
Tua eluding the pressure and going deep down the sideline. He has a man open, and he's got it. 10, 5, and pushed out of bounds is Mac Hollins. No, he's ruled a touchdown. He did not go out of bounds.
Greg Gumbel nailed it again.
I saw that.
Just kidding. Maybe. Was it? Who's to say?
I saw that live, and they did the whole, well, let's take a look at it and see if the feet were in. He was in by like a mile.
He was for sure in. Dolphins beat the Jets 24-17. Miami 4-7. The Jets fall to 2-8. All right. Top team in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans, at home to the worst team in the AFC, the Houston Texans. Well.
Tannehill throws. And it's intercepted. His face in the ground. He can't believe it. That's the first four interception game of Tannehill's career.
Unbelievable. The Tennessee Titans are now 8-3 on the year, so they're still in first place, but they have two losses, one to the Texans and one to the Jets. Houston goes to 2-8 on the year, and they didn't really do much except pick off Ryan Tannehill. Their offense wasn't impressive. Tyrod Taylor threw for just over 100 yards. Rex Burkhead was their leading rusher at 40 yards, but a win is a win is a win.
Every time I hear that music and think of Ryan Tannehill, all I do is, oh, my God. Yeah. I just watched Shime.
It was great.
It was not great. So fun for me to be able to see it from this side. And you're right. I mean, the Texans
how
did
do you lose
nothing
that game?
To move the ball. Turnovers.
Yeah,
that's really,
well,
what, it
really
was.
What, it's exactly what it was.
But Tyrod Taylor, at least he's not going to crap his pants out.
No,
there.
He's not, I guess. Another one of Shime's guys is Lamar Jackson. But he did not play. He had a non-COVID illness. So he was a late scratch for the Ravens as they were visiting the Chicago Bears.
What happened?
Well, Tyler Huntley got the start and had to lead a fourth quarter comeback.
Harbaugh and the Ravens really spotted at the three now. That's where they put it.
Ravens have been incredible all year in the red zone. See if they can do it again.
They hand it off. It's Freeman, and he's across for the touchdown. What a drive by Baltimore.
Out of all the old running backs that they signed, Devontae Freeman's actually been pretty good for them. And the Ravens come back. They get the win, so 16-13. Baltimore 7-3 on the year.
Bears had them.
Bears for sure had them.
You know when they had them is when Andy Dalton got in there. First play, boom, touchdown.
Steady Eddie, Andy Dalton.
And they put another one up, and then, of course, there's an issue as well. Yeah, it's the Bears. But Man, they had the Ravens. They could have helped the Patriots, but
the 5-5 at the time, Cleveland Browns taking on the winless Detroit Lions.
Hey, what happened?
Wildcat formation, Jarvis Landry. He'll throw it. Looking for Baker Mayfield. Now he runs it straight ahead. Landry for the end zone. Touchdown, Cleveland. Creativity. Jarvis.
Creativity.
He's so bad.
You don't like Gus Johnson?
Oh,
I love Gus Johnson.
Awful.
He's into it. He got Browns Lions to sound exciting. That is an impressive feat. 13-10 your final. So that was the lone Browns touchdown there. And then what you also got was you got Baker Mayfield's wife saying how tough he is and how the rest of the team is not tough.
Yep, the rest of the team needs to get tough.
Good luck on that one. But they're 6-5, so you can't rule them out just yet.
Lions 0-9-1.
Yep.
Still perfection.
Yeah, they have. It's been a long season for Dan Campbell. This was a big swing game, at least potentially in the AFC. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Mixon has gone over 100 yards rushing. And then some. Mixon shifting gears for the touchdown.
This one was all Bengals. Joe Mixon, 30 carries for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Bengals 32, Raiders 13. So Cincinnati improves to 6-4. The Raiders fall to 5-5.
Vegas is cooked. Done.
You think they're all done?
Done. D-O-N-E, done.
What a weird ride they had this year.
They're tanking. Derek Carr doesn't look the same now.
No.
They're just not the same football team, the Raiders. And I feel impending doom coming for them.
I don't know if any team has dealt with more. I know Baltimore's had a million injuries. I know, Russell Wilson missed some games with Seattle, but between the John Gruden situation and the Henry Ruggs situation, for all the other guys involved there that have to go through that, that is certainly a ton. Another game. Let's go to the Sunday Night Football game because this was an AFC matchup worth keeping an eye on. The LA Chargers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What happened?
It was actually an insane game. Probably the game of the weekend. It was going back and forth, back and forth. The defenses were terrible, but the Chargers had the ball last.
120 scrimmage yards for Eckler tonight. Herbert fires open, making the grab. Mike Williams down the sideline. High steps his way in for the touchdown.
I shouldn't say they had it last. Pittsburgh did get it back, but at that point there was nothing doing. And the Chargers win 41-37. The Steelers were down 14 points with under 5 minutes to go, and they ended up having a 3-point lead. In regulation still. And then, but they left too much time on the clock, and Herbert hit Mike Williams, so I hadn't had a touchdown in like over a month, and he was able to come through there. Brandon Staley went for it deep in his own territory on fourth down.
Boy.
Tie game. They got stuffed. They just handed it to Eckler, who, by the way, had 4 touchdowns of his own, and just kind of got stuffed. Pittsburgh didn't really do much, but they kicked a field goal. So it was a wildly entertaining game, but the defenses were awful for both.
41 fourth quarter points between the two teams.
Yep.
So if you're thinking under, that is not a bad beat. That is a terrible beat.
Chargers improve to 6-4. Steelers fall to 5-4-1. So both teams are still very much in the mix. Same number of losses as the New England Patriots. All right, let's go see what the Kansas City Chiefs were doing. They were home to the Dallas Cowboys. What happened? What? Okay, all right.
It's frozen.
Okay, fair enough.
It broke.
I was wrong about this game. I thought it was going to go way over, but apparently both defenses, including the Kansas City Chiefs defense, showed up.
Prescott, that pass was tipped. Sneed with the game-ending interception.
19-9 at your final score. Chiefs now 7-4. Cowboys 7-3.
Cowboys without both starting wide receivers as CeeDee Lamb ended up getting hurt during the game, taken away for a concussion. So in the second half, it was Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott and nobody else.
That was
the immortal Dalton Schultz.
Former Patriot quarterback Cam Newton making his first start in his return to the Carolina Panthers. They were taking on Washington football team, his former coach Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
What happened?
Stepping up and throwing for McCaffrey. He's got a touchdown.
Cam Newton wasn't bad in this game. two touchdown passes and a touchdown run in a loss.
In a loss. That's right.
In a loss. So Carolina falls to 5-6.
Cam looked good.
Football team is now 4-6.
They knew how to coach him.
Cam Newton did look better yesterday than he did in any game with the Patriots.
Well, they also ran the quarterback run, like jump pass sort of deal. They're getting all the Well, they're getting all the good plays out now because Carolina is going to have about a 3-week run here with all the new stuff Joe Brady can do with Cam, and then it goes away in the month of December.
Some of the NFC games that we didn't throw highlights in for, the Vikings defeated the Packers in a shootout, 34-31. Minnesota's 5-5, and they're looking like maybe a tough out as one of the wild card teams right now.
They're a little bit like the Indy of the NFC.
Yeah.
They're scrappy. Yep. They can give you a battle, and you got to give them credit. Like Aaron Rodgers, after Minnesota taking the lead, one play to Valdez Scantling, touchdown, tie game. Minnesota drove it down, and they were able to get the running back down in bounds to salt it away and then kick a field goal to win.
Jalen Hurts had three rushing touchdowns. The Eagles beat the Saints 40-29.
Do you have a feel on either one of those teams?
No, those teams are really tough to figure out. The Saints are 5-5. The Eagles are 5-6. And Niners beat up on the Jaguars. Okay, great. Cardinals beat the Seahawks 23-13. Another Colt McCoy game. Didn't matter. Russell Wilson's back, but that offense looks like trash. And the Monday night football game to wrap up week 11. Tom Brady and the Bucks home against the New York Giants.
Russell Wilson, 14-26, 207. No touchdowns, no interceptions. They're 3-7 on the year.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like he'll be a part of the quarterback movement next year?
Absolutely.
You would think so. And then, you know, what are you going to do in Cleveland long term? How about Vegas? It looks like they're trending down.
A lot of questions.
Derek Carr could end up having a bit of a different home. How about San Francisco at 5-5? I know they beat Jacksonville, and they're the number 8 seed in the NFC, but what do they do with Jimmy Garoppolo at the end of the year? Does Philly even want Hurts, given the season they've had? He's been very much up and down.
It might.
Lots of questions across the National Football League. There is your What Happened. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, at Gresh Keefe, at Keefe21, and at The Real Gresh, G-R-E-S-H. The weekend for the Bruins, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.